going to do our favorite. It's called Witch's Revenge.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Movements in black, movements in black, can't keep them back. Movements in black, movements in black, movements in black.
They came in ships.
Movements in black.
From a distant land.
Movements in black.
Bought in chains.
Movements in black.
To serve the man.
Movements in black.
I am the slave that chose to die.
Movement in black.
I jumped over
movement in black.
And no one cried.
Movement in black.
I am the slave who sold a stock.
Movement in black.
Walked to and fro on the ocean.
Movement in black. Movement in black.
They can be taught if you show them how.
Movement in black.
They're strong as bulls and smarter than cows.
Movement in black. Movement in black.
I worked in the kitchen.
Movement in black.
Cooked ham and grits.
Movement in black.
Seasoned all dishes.
Movement
with
in
the
teeth
black. And spit.
Movement in black.
Movement I worked in the fields. Picked plenty
movement
of cotton.
Movement in black. Wow.
Prayed every night.
In black.
For the crop to be
movement
rotten.
Movement in black. Movement in black.
All slaves were
movement in black.
That's a fact.
Movement
that's true.
In black.
But those who
movement
were
in black.
Were more than a few.
Movement in black. Movement in black, movement in black, can't keep them back. Movement in black, movement in black.
I am
movement
a black
woman,
in
black,
and I have
movement
been all over.
Black. Movement
in
college,
fought with the British, I was black. There.
Well,
I hated the college, I hated the British,
black.
I carried notes, stole my secrets, carried them in.
Black. Well,
and nobody thought to bother
black.
Me.
Movement in black. Movement
the British
black.
Was lost and I
movement
lost.
Movement in black.
But I was
movement
there.
Movement in black.
And I kept on
movement
moving.
In black, yeah. Movement in black.
I am a black woman.
Movement
and I have been all over.
Black.
I went out west
and
black soldiers had women too.
Movement
and I settled the land and raised crops and children. But that was
movement
not.
Black.
I hung free, carried mail,
yeah.
Drank plenty of whiskey and chaffed
a few
too.
Well,
movement
books don't say
black.
Much about what I did.
Movement
but I was
black.
There, and I kept
movement
on moving.
Black. Movement in black.
I am the black woman,
black.
And I have been all over,
black.
Up on platforms and stages,
movement
talking about
black.
Freedom.
Movement
freedom for black,
black.
Folks.
Movement
freedom for women.
Black.
In the Civil War, too.
Black.
Carrying messages, abandoning bodies,
black.
Spying and lying,
movement
the South
black.
Lost,
movement
and I
black.
Still lost,
movement
but
black.
I was there,
movement
and I kept
black.
On moving,
movement and black.
I am the black,
black
woman and I have
movement
been all over.
Black.
Well,
I was on the bus with Rosa
black.
Parks and in the streets
movement
with Martin King.
Black. Yeah.
I was marching
black.
And singing and crying and
movement
praying.
In black.
I was with SNCC
movement
and I was with CORE.
Black. Hey.
I was in
movement
Watts and the streets
black.
Were burning. I was a
movement
Panther in Oakland.
Oh.
And New York
movement
was now.
Black.
In San Francisco
movement
with the gay
black.
Liberation.
Movement
in D.C. with the
black.
Radical Dykes.
Movement
yes, I was there.
Black.
And I'm still moving.
Movement in black.
Movement in black. Movement in black. Can't keep them back. Movement in black.
Well,
movement in black. Movement in
black. I am a black woman.
Movement in black.
I am Bessie Smith
movement
singing blues.
Black.
And
movement
all the Bessies that never sang
movement
a note.
Movement in black. Movement
I
in black.
And I went north.
Movement in black.
I was a northerner.
Movement
down
in
home.
Black.
Well,
movement
I'm
in black.
I'm a teacher
in movement in black.
I'm a graduate
in movement in
black.
Black.
I'm the social worker
to black
in the city ghetto
in black.
I'm the car hog
to black
in a Delta town.
Black.
I'm the junkie with the joints. I'm the dyke in the bar. I'm the matron at county jail. I'm the defendant with nothing to say.
Black. Movement in black.
I'm the woman who raised white babies and taught my kids
black.
To raise themselves.
Movement in black.
I'm the woman with eight kids.
Black. Well,
I'm the woman who didn't have any.
Black.
I'm the woman who's poor
black.
As sin.
Well,
I'm the woman
black.
Who's got plenty.
Movement in black. Movement in black. Can't keep them back. Movement in black. Movement in black.
Roll call.
Movement
shout them out.
Hello, sweetie. Soldier in the truth.
Harriet Tubman.
Francis Ellen Watkins Harper.
Stagecoach Mary.
Lizzie Prince. Mary Pleasant.
Movement in black.
Mary McLeod Bethune.
Rosa Parks.
Coretta King.
Black
Betty.
Movement in black.
Marian Anderson.
And Billy.
And Bessie.
Sweet Dinah.
Movement in black.
Natalie.
Shirley Chisholm.
Barbara Jordan.
Movement.
Patricia
black.
Harris.
Well, Angela Davis.
Black Movement in black.
Dora Neale Hurston.
Nikki Giovanni.
June Jordan.
Archer Lord.
Edmonia Lewis.
Movement in black.
Shirley Caesar.
Movement in black.
And me.
And me.
And me.
Movement
and
in black.
Me.
And me.
Movement in black.
And all the names we forgot to say. And all the names we didn't know. And all the names we don't know yet. Movement in black. Movement in black. Can't keep them back. Movement in black.
Movement in black. Movement in black.
I am the black woman.
Movement in black.
I am the child of the sun.
Black.
The daughter of dark. I carry fire to burn the world. I am water to quench its throat. I am the product of slaves.
Movement in black.
I am the offspring of queens.
Movement in black.
I am still as silence.
Movement in black.
I flow as the stream. I am the black woman. I am a survivor.
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 Movement in black.
Thank you.
Hey.
This is WBAI in New York, and the time is 6:02. You're listening to The Velvet Sledgehammer, the Women's Department magazine of the air, and we're bringing you a partial rebroadcast of the varied voices of black women. The poetry you heard was by Pat Parker. The music just before Pat's poem, Movement in Black, was by Mary Watkins, and the program opened with Gwen Avery doing a song. And so now we'll just continue with the tape.
The next performer you have seen throughout the night. She has been performing professionally for the last 10 years. She sang with The Loading Zone. She's recorded with Boss Skaggs, Lenny White, Coke Escovedo, Santana. She's has her own album now that's out on Olivia Records. It's been out like for the last year. And she is an incredible performer, very talented. Just really hot. Gets a little banana sometimes, but she definitely puts on a very good show. We call her Twee. Her mother calls her Linda Joyce. So Linda Joyce, bring yourself out here. Linda, tell her.
Friends and Strangers. And it features our little dynamo, our little barrel of dynamite, our little powder keg of TNT, Miss Vicki Randall. Okay.
Thank you.
Felt nice. That was a partial rebroadcast of The Varied Voices of Black Women, a live concert recorded in November of 1978 at Medusa's Revenge, and the original recording was engineered by Marilyn Reese and Viv Sutherland, and the program was produced by Donna Allegra, Adrian Gant, Judy Pasternak, and Viv Sutherland. This is the Velvet Sledgehammer, if you've just tuned in. And earlier on the show, we brought you an interview with the two women of Mischief Mime. And then we went to the Varied Voices of Black Women. And we'll end up with a dance review. A review of the celebration of women in dance, the honoring the Catherine Dunham Company from the era 1940 to 1945. And dance, like drama, can be a testimony to growth. The struggle to work out our pains can widen our dimensions, and we're given more than we regret for that discomfort. This past Sunday, the Thelma Hill Art Center presented a celebration of women in dance. The women and the era honored were the women of the Catherine Dunham Company for the period 1940 to 1945. With my heart half in spring and the other half in hibernation, I went to the Clitcord Auditorium at Brooklyn Polytech for the program of both modern dance and African dance. Catherine Dunham was a pioneer in modern dance who put the African influence underlying American popular dance and music in the forefront. She was also an anthropologist of note who did extensive work in Haiti, which is evidenced in her dance. The evening ceremonied by Joe Nash, a black dance historian, and Lavinia Williams, who is a teacher of dance and was also in the Dunham Company. The program consisted of 4 modern dance performers and 2 African dance companies, a film showing of Dunham's Hollywood film, Carnival of Rhythm, and it ended with the spotlight on the women who danced in the Dunham Company. The first performers on the bill were the Dini Zulu dancers and drummers, where you could clearly see the contract-release movement that is basic to African dance and which modern dance took to use as its own. In fact, some persons mistakenly attribute the contract-release to Martha Graham, but as one woman put it, that's like attributing braids to Bo Derek. It's like that same old story where a white person uses something African for a popular effect and gets the applause and credit as the innovator. And for examples of that, you can look to Picasso, Elvis Presley, etc. The Dini Zulu dancers performed a piece that was meant to honor the chief. And because the element of competition between the women for the attention of the single chief's attention was played up, it was hard to connect with the fact that the dancers enjoyed each other, as anyone who's participated in African dance knows well. Next up on the bill came Diane Harvey performing Bacchanal, an early modern dance solo. The music described a near-eerie tension, and this classic modern dance composition gave me a handle on what modern dance is all about. As Harvey performed, I saw poses in motion, and I'm new to modern dance, so it appears to stand somewhere between ballet and African dance, with more flow than ballet and none of the metronome rhythmicity of African. The music, like the dance piece by Diane Harvey, was abstract, had some tune, some rhythm, traces of melody on occasion, but none of those elements to a full extent. The dance was intriguing. The flow and the images created a poetic, sensual experience. I couldn't fully apprehend it with my intellect, but experiencing the vision left my senses heightened and amazed. Diane Harvey presented a stream of thought that didn't make literal sense, but she clearly started out in one place, worked through something with herself, and came out with some answers. Loretta Rose performed a piece called All I Do to the current Stevie Thunder Wonder hit song, All I Do. This piece didn't come off to my taste. She tried to sculpt modern movements to street city rhythms. Nothing wrong with that, but the short staccato moves of disco are better tuned than the long flowing movements she tried to fit into the fast pace. Loretta Abbott's piece, I Can't Say No, followed. She choreographed to Aretha Franklin's music, and that was another minor disappointment. This dancer did fit her movements to the music and its message clearly enough. In fact, her ability to do what she did with her body thrilled me right out of my mind. But the drama she was using all her power, strength, and energy for portrayed nothing more than moaning and groaning for a man. Also on the stage as Loretta Abbott danced was a male person standing with his back to the audience, and a nasty cloud of cigarette smoke polluting the air she clearly needed to breathe, especially with the strong, complicated energy she was putting out. She set up an ode to her aching over him that bordered on mime. As she portrayed her feelings, he stood there, as one woman noted, arrogant, untouchable, and adored. I just couldn't get to it. I hate to see a woman groveling for anyone, man, woman, or child. It just outrages my sense of who I am. And I'm not proposing that we would do better to be a macho woman who denies her pain, but complicated dying swan sequences and cracking up hysteria like a machine gone berserk seems like a waste of energy. On the other hand, the audience, for the most part, applauded what she put before them. The piece that cinched my newfound appreciation for modern dance was Shirley Black Brown's piece, Calling. She wore a white body leotard so that we could see each move for every gear from her high-speed mime work to her slow-moving sculpture. The lyric of the music by Tata Vega had a line that went, "Heaven, come in, calling to you, earth is calling." And Shirley Black Brown danced like an angel, inviting us to a vision of what it could be. Earth in pain and confusion was calling for heaven to please answer. The strength in her dance flowed like water, like a ballet puppet broken and gone berserk. She gave us a person who had tested the limits and learned to balance on the outer edges. The emptiness that tortured her became the space for growth, where you come out older and wiser, but feeling younger. As far as technique goes, when this woman gets through with dance, she might as well take up flying. She was truly magnificent. Also very magnificent was the International African American Ballet. They first gave us 5 drummers on djembes, djembe drums, who looked like horses with their strong body and headgear complete with manes on top. The drums set up a mighty pulse galloping across the stage, and we then heard the high voices of women singing off stage. They gave a slow call, and when they finally came out, the tension of anticipation could resolve only in a contract release. They put out big magic, and I will live off what I saw for a long time to come. For those of you interested in African dance, I'd suggest you check out the upcoming Brooklyn Academy of Music's 4th annual Dance Africa Festival. It's going to be a 3-day festival held from April 24th through 26th at the Opera House of the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And it's going to have 4 national companies premiering in this Dance Africa, and there'll be companies from out of town, from Washington, Philly, and I'll just name a few. The Art of Black Dance and Music will be one of the groups performing, Muntu Dance Theater, Arthur Hall's Afro-American Dance Ensemble, and the African Heritage Dancers will be there, and these are the out-of-town companies. As far as New York companies goes, Chuck Davis's company will be there, Charles Moore's Dance Theater, the International African American Ballet, and the Izulu Theater, as well as Dini Zulu and his African dancers, drummers, and singers. Next week on this program, we will give you a review of the National Dance Company of Senegal, who are performing this week at the Beacon Theater on Broadway and 74th Street. So this has been The Velvet Sledgehammer. My name is Donna Legger, and next week's program will be produced by Eileen Zalisk. And I'd like to tell you that on April 7th, I'll be producing this program, and we'll give you, the entire program will be given over to Bernice Reagan. She was in town earlier this year to give 2 speeches at Barnard College, and we'll bring you that broadcast. So until next week, my name is Donna Legger.
Did you ever think that you lived in a cage? Did you ever think that you lived in a cage? Well, they're calling you a chick, and the name just seems to stick, and you still don't think you're living in.
Have you heard? There's a migration happening, going where the thinking is free.
Only you can decide, take yourself for a ride.
You're a free-flying woman, a high-flying woman.
Think that you were up a tree? Did you ever think that you were up a tree?
well, there's